Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As we come to the end of the extra hour, I do want to share the top three, over 1,200 highlights. And these are today's top three. You can always catch them on the torch by going to VFNTV.com. And the first one I want to share with you is Jesus asks, "Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am?" And Jesus in Luke 9, he asks his disciples two important questions. I mean, the first one he wants to know, he says, "Who do crowds say I am?" You know, they tell him. And the second question was, now, who do you say I am? I know what other people say. Thank you.
Yeah.
But who am I to you? And Jesus is not so much concerned about what others think, right? He's really concerned about what do you think? What is your thought about who he is? And the most important thing about you is what you believe about God. It's the most important thing about you. And so Jesus asks a very important question. I mean, is God the man upstairs? Mm-hmm. Is he your co-pilot? Or is he your God, your savior, your best friend? And Jesus will continue to reveal himself more and more to us as we abide and spend time with him. That's how you're going to get to know him. You're going to get to know his word, his will, his ways. When you read his word and you spend time, and in this same verse of scripture, we find out that the word says that if anyone would come after me, after Jesus, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. He clearly tells us that as his disciples, that the only way that we can follow him is to deny ourselves, pick up our cross. If we do this, I'm telling you, we will know him in such a greater way. But who do you say that he is today? The second one we want to share is the way to a long and fruitful life in the Lord. And this was a wisdom moment that was shared out of Proverbs 4. And basically, this highlight is about, you know, God gives us wisdom on how to live a long and fruitful life. Everybody wants a long and fruitful life. Mm-hmm. They envision themselves always dying at an old, ripe age, you know, highly successful, I'm sure, yeah. You know, all comfortable. And they want to live a fruitful life. I mean, that is a good, godly, you know, desire and vision. But however, there's a way to that. And it starts with listening to what God says, which is more important than just hearing, because, you know, listening involves, you know, you're intently paying attention, you're comprehending, you're taking seriously, and that's really the first step. The second step involves us accepting with gladness what God tells us to do. So we got to listen for what God says, we got to hear his voice, and then we have to apply, we have to put into action the very thing that God's sharing with us. And as we do this, you know, God will begin to lead us and direct us in the way that we should go. And it's going to be his wisdom that takes us to the place of having a fruitful and abundant life. But we can't have that fruitful life outside of hearing his voice and doing what he says for us to do. And the last one we want to talk about is reformatting your heart drive. Not your hard drive on your computer, but your heart drive. And this is so important. This is so important because it's time for the church to step out the crowd and to go against the grain and just be what God wants us to be. And C.S. Lewis said, to be right with God has often meant to be in trouble with men. Mm. And it's time. It's time to get back to dying for the cause of Christ. You know, we hope we're going to get a chance to share today about living the crucified life so that we can have an abundant life. And hopefully we'll get to share that this week. But, you know, God wants us to, and he's called us to be nonconformists. The church is not supposed to be a subculture of the world, but a counterculture. And it's okay. It's okay to begin again on a right foundation. It's okay to cry out to God in humility and start a new dumping of everything that comes even from a spirit of religion that's not of God, and begin with a new foundation in Jesus Christ and in him alone.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.